AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Pam Bondi is out as President Trump's attorney general, ending the contentious tenure of a loyalist who upended the Justice Department's culture of independence from the White House. She also oversaw large-scale firings of career employees and moved aggressively to investigate the president's perceived enemies. Trump has named Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche, one of his former personal lawyers, as the acting attorney general. Three people familiar with the matter tell the AP that he also privately discussed Lee Zeldin, the head of the Environmental Protection Agency, as a permanent pick. Iran is firing on targets across the Mideast, while Israel and the U.S. hit Tehran. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Kuwaiti oil refinery has been hit multiple times during the war, and state-run Kuwait Petroleum Corporation says firefighters are working to control several blazes. Kuwait also says that an Iranian attack damaged a desalination plant. Such plants provide the majority of the water for the Gulf Arab states. Sirens also sounded in Bahrain, warning of Iranian attacks. Saudi Arabia said it had destroyed several Iranian drones. Defenses were activated in the UAE, and Israel reported incoming missiles. American and Israeli airstrikes have hit the Islamic Republic as the war nears the end of its fifth week unabated. The UN Security Council will meet over Tehran's stranglehold on the Strait of Hormuz. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Volodymyr Zelensky says Ukraine could contribute to protecting maritime routes if invited, citing experience gained from keeping Black Sea shipping lanes open under sustained Russian attack. Zelensky said, quote, "If we are invited, we will help." Benchmark U.S. crude rose to $111.54 a barrel. The price of Brent crude jumped to $109.03 per barrel. This is AP News. After orbiting Earth, four astronauts now have their sights set on the moon. AP correspondent Ben Thomas tells us more.
NASA's Artemis II astronauts have fired their engines and are now blazing toward the moon. They're on track for a lunar flyaround early next week. NASA's aiming for a lunar landing in 2028. And former British astronaut Tim Peake tells Sky News it really represents a new era of space exploration.
The moon is full of all the minerals and rare earth metals that you will find on Earth, because Earth and moon were once part of the same body. And so the moon can teach us a huge amount about our own planet. It can provide resources. And so this is the cusp of that new era of a space exploration, where we go to the moon, but not just on one-off missions every couple of years. We're going there this time to establish a sustained presence on the surface.
I'm Ben Thomas.
More on this story at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.